This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
How you doing, Kyle?
I'm good. You've been spoiled by streaming that don't have commercials, and then you got to watch them during TV. It's a little different, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't have to. I mean, I could, you know, do something else during the break, but it is a weird world to go back and watch live TV with actual ads.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of nice, too. You don't have to think about when to pause to go miss something or whatever, or go to take a bathroom break or whatever. It's just built in for you.
Yep. Man, women's sports is coming on fire lately. Basketball, the bike racing stuff I follow, the Lululemon had that further ultra marathon event. And then I just sent a thing about a lady, the first lady that ever won the
Barkley
Marathon.
Saw that.
Yeah.
So. Unbelievable. By like 99 seconds, she got under the limit.
Yeah.
Which unbelievable.
That whole thing is crazy. You like enter by sending a license plate and it's $1.60 and it's, you don't know when it's going to start. And it's like a treasure hunt and you got to like find pages from books that correspond to your bib number. And it's pretty wild. There's a documentary out there about it.
Oh, I would love to see that. And there's a time limit and there's limited rest stops and limited water.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And she didn't win. I thought she was the first
female to finish.
Yeah. Yes. Because this is like they've put together something that no one, I mean, a tiny percentile of people even are able to finish.
Crazy altitude.
They had five people finish this year.
How many started?
40 or 50. He doesn't even let very many in.
Yeah. But 5 out of 50, I mean, you know, can you imagine having a race for 50 people and only 5 of them finish it?
Well, yeah, but the documentary that was made in 2014, it said by then only 10 people had finished in 25 years.
Yeah.
So it's pretty wild.
Yeah, and they were literally trying to get her to run to the finish line because she was a minute and a half from it not even counting.
Yeah.
That would have, I couldn't imagine.
So pretty cool stuff in women's sports. And
you're right.
Athletic adventures and endurance. So it's cool.
Well, it is. If you want to read about that Barkley Marathon, I saw it on my Apple News feed. There was it was one of those sticky stories. Like it was up there for like 3 or 4 days and you go like, sometimes if it's annoying, you go, why is it still, but yeah, that was up there for quite a while.
Well, it took her how many hours? Like 59 hours. So yeah, she's out there for a little while.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I just look at the picture of her after the race and I go, why?
That's a long,
why?
So the picture, I didn't have any context. I watched these people like running and they're like, come on. And so she's moving with these like ski poles or whatever. Yeah. And then you're right. She just, there's nothing left. It's right there at that barrier. It's over.
I mean, it looks like a war photograph or something. You know what I mean? Like something taken somewhere where there's like, she willingly did this to herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty nuts.
All right. So back to the Iowa game last night and watching that, it is amazing the effect that, like, I don't know anybody on West Virginia's team, right? So they just come out and they're automatically the bad guys for me. I mean, it's totally unfair. Completely, right? But I'm like, oh man, you know, with the fouls and the shoving. So they're instantly Darth Vader, right?
Yeah.
And that's not fair. They just have a style of play that's, you know, different. What I've really enjoyed about watching the women's basketball game, and I told you this early on, is it reminds me of watching basketball the way it used to be played in the men's game. You know, I mean, and by the way, there was a goaltending charge, not last night in that game, but in the others, which doesn't happen very often in the women's game, to just give you an idea of the evolution of the athleticism.
Wow.
I don't think it'll be long before dunks will be like a thing for some players.
There are some that dunk, but not, it is few and far between.
I would say I've watched a lot of basketball. I've yet to see a dunk in the best teams in the college has to offer, but goaltending isn't one of those things that you run across much either. And it did happen. It happened. And in fact, the person who was the player with the ball was in awe.
Wow. You're way up there.
That her shot got interfered with. She thought it was cool. So we'll see. I don't know how much running and cycling and these things that you consume a lot of, are they big numbers like in other places besides the U.S.? I mean, can you quantify it like how sports are viewed? Like I can tell you, that we've had a huge increase. I mean, you just look at TV numbers for women's basketball.
3 million to 9 million.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it's just gigantic numbers over the last maybe 5 years or so. You know, it didn't go overnight. But in the area, of, I feel like this stuff's way more popular in some parts of the world than it is here.
Yeah, well, in cycling, like, the sport itself is way popular than pretty much anything that we consume in North America. But
what does that mean?
Like the cycling, the volume of people that watch the Tour de France and stuff is like way higher than people that watch the Super Bowl.
I can't. How that's not.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like the same amount of people watch the Tour de France stage each day than watch the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah. So and then it's 3 weeks long, and it's so big it affects the gross national product of France.
Which is a tiny little place. I mean, comparatively
on,
to
impressive.
The U.S.
Give it up.
Okay. I'm finding it has large soccer.
No, not soccer. Okay. But it's like in the top three. It's like soccer. Formula One is huge. Cycling's up there. And then, like, if you're talking about women's cycling, like, I don't know, 5 years ago, they didn't even stream the women's races. And now you can watch the women's races live like you can the men's. It might only be, like, the last 60 kilometers of the race instead of the whole thing. But at least they're streaming it.
So how come here it's so hard to find?
Yeah.
I mean, because I can find soccer. And I can find F1. F1's on one of the flagships of sports television. Why is it
not as consumed as much in North America as it is other parts of the world? So last year I had to buy an app from the UK, and then I had to buy a VPN to say that I was watching it in the UK so I could watch all the races. So this year there's actually cycling on
Peacock.
Peacock. And Max has like it's the Eurosport Discovery Channel feed. Max is streaming in the US now, but you have to subscribe to Max.
Yeah, so. but if I have that base, I'm not subscribing inside the subscription like they're doing with soccer and other things.
No, I got it that it's working without doing that.
Okay, I'm just curious. I don't think there is that stuff in Max, but that's what they're kind of going to is like, okay, well, I've got Peacock, but now I got to unlock something else if I want all the soccer
but games. There are still a couple that are locked out on different channels, so I still have to do a VPN from Canada now to watch it on another
it just seems
platform
so weird so,
yeah no it's pretty crazy so but yeah it's pretty big. Are you looking it up?
No, I'm just wondering why. I mean F1's not consumed in North America the way it is around the world, but yet I still have fairly easy access to it. You know,
didn't used to.
Well, but it's been on ESPN for the last few years.
Yeah it was a little tougher to get access to it, but now now they're fighting over getting it on the channel.
Yeah, so we'll see where it goes next.
In 2022 the Tour de France was watched by 3.5 billion viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the highest it's ever been for a cycling
and event. Then how many stages is that,
like 20?
All right, so you got to take that number, you know, I mean, the Super Bowl's one day. This is 20 different days.
They said a Frenchman watched an average of 5 hours, 41 minutes of the tour. So just an average person has 6 hours in.
In France.
Yeah.
Which is the whole thing?
Yeah.
That
but
seems
I mean,
pretty low.
Well, but I mean, there are people watching none and some watching all of it.
Yeah.
6 hours of, that's two football games.
Yeah. 42.5 million viewers in France in 2023 alone, which has got to be, I don't know what the total population of France is, but that's a big number, right?
Yeah, you'd think so. And 31% increase in viewership from 2018 on the 2019 UCI Road World Championships.
Yeah.
So 31% growth year over year, 18 to
19. As crazy as that is, the World Cup has twice as much.
Yeah,
which is just nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, when you literally think about the 3 billion people watching the Tour de France and 5 billion people watching the World Cup.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to that next year.
I'm
going to go to Atlanta.
Okay.
Yep.
How is that? I looked at the staging and now I can't remember.
It's all over the
United
States.
Mexico,
U.S.
and Canada, right?
Yeah, it's North American hosted and with multiple of the bigger stadiums holding it.
And the Super Bowl last year was the most watched ever, 123 million viewers.
Yeah, but that's not surprising to me at all, in that football is huge here. It's not huge anywhere else. I mean, they're starting to make some inroads or try to play these games. But I mean, that's I think it's silly when Americans don't have any context at all as to how this stuff is consumed. Yeah. I mean, I've always known that. All you have to do is go somewhere else. Go to a Nike store and see what's in
cycling
there.
Cycling or some of these other sports are really, really popular.
Yeah, you're like not going to find NFL jerseys in a Nike store in Ireland.
The world champions.
There you have it. All right. This wind and rain, man, has been kind of brutal. But overall, it's been, I have to think you give the first quarter of this year an A+, just as far as winter is concerned.
Yeah, wasn't bad. I think I only closed half a day or one day.
I'm talking about being able to get out and be active.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's been pretty decent. Yeah, this week's been, I was at soccer all day Saturday or Sunday, and then at a track meet last night. It was a little brisk out there. So I think one more day of it and then it dies down. So yeah, it's been pretty decent. So people have been getting out and being active, and some events are kicking off here next month.
Do you see your biggest endorsement yet for Hokas?
I've had people coming in.
I'm talking about President Joe Biden's
wearing. Yeah, I know.
he's literally got a favorite. Like, I mean, they were like very even make specific on the story.
I actually just ordered some yesterday.
So. Good for you. Good enough for the president of the United States.
People are asking about that or mentioning it.
Yeah, it's the Hoka Transport. It's like a lifestyle trekking, walking shoe. It has like bungee laces that you can slide on. So yeah, what the heck? I'll get some in. They're kind of cool. We've had people like say they're going on trips. They want like one shoe that they can do a lot of different things in. So I got like an all black men's and then like a dark blue, like navy blue and women's that are here this week. So yeah.
Now it's interesting to me when you see this, because you can say, oh, well, you know, Joe Biden's wearing tennis shoes. I've told Nick forever, you know, these aging rock groups, you know, like the Rolling Stones come in and they all still kind of look like rock stars until you get to the footwear. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's important. But I saw a picture in London yesterday, a couple of pictures on set of Mission Impossible. With Tom Cruise, who's in like a tuxedo jacket and pants, until you look at the shoes, and they look like Hokas to me. I couldn't tell because it was like a screenshot from like a cell phone. But
yeah, I mean, we had there was a lady in this week that said like she got her husband some nice running shoes or nice shoes at our store, and like that's all he wears to work now. He like wears a suit and wears like tennis shoes.
Yes,
so. You know, all black is becoming very popular. So yes, we are carrying those. So yeah, it's kind of interesting seeing that switch. So yeah, we've had people ask for the Biden shoe. I had to Google it. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know? And yes, they had the brand and the model and everything. It was rare.
Yeah.
Was
so what do those run?
Like 150 or 160, something like that. And they make a Gore-Tex version too, which I don't know, maybe next winter. Gore-Tex, it gets a little warm sometimes, so unless it's like really raining a lot, it's a pretty warm piece of footwear. So just the regular one would be pretty cool.
There's some really good ones that are look like gray, dark gray and light gray, and they have the bungee laces. Yeah. It looks really cool. Would these be good like vacation shoes if you're theme park and like not too heavy and clunky like your thick walking shoes?
But yeah. I think more like urban tour, like if you're going to like Europe or something like that, it'd probably be a great shoe for that. Just kind of darker and kind of blends in a little bit more, not too outgoing. My wife wears like UFO sandals to theme parks.
It's go on the water rides.
Yeah, or but you lose it during Harry Potter or something, and then you got to like try to send somebody back in for it.
Yeah, it's a little dangerous. She's walking the right on the edge. But yeah, we're going to be carrying the Biden shoe.
All right, that will be positive for some and not so much for others.
Get boycotted.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's do a break. We'll come back. We got more with Kyle in from Fleet Feet Decatur, IL.com. You can go to their website right now and check it out. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast.
Today's showers are likely, possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and windy, high near 52. Tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy, low around 31. For Wednesday, sunny with a high of 48, and Thursday, sunny with a high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 51 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:52.
Experience Milliken University. University firsthand during a campus visit day on Saturday, April 20th. Tour campus to see where you'll live and learn, explore top-ranked majors and programs, and find your fit through athletics, performing arts, and more than 75 student clubs and organizations. Along with important admission information, you'll learn how the new Millikan Tuition Promise makes your private education affordable. You can even submit your free application for admission on the spot. RSVP for the April 20th campus visit day at millikan.edu/visit.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. My kids are really in spring break, so I'm looking for a new Toyota to help make it amazing.
Now until April 1st is a great time for a new Toyota. Imagine you and the kids in a Tundra on your way
to the lake to go speed boating.
Woo-hoo! Or even taking a RAV4.
To an animal sanctuary to pick goats.
Sounds like your kids aren't the only ones excited about spring break.
Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TIP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIP to 321-321. That's TIP to 321-321.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Tuesday. Kyle May in studios with us. All right, coming up, well, today, right?
Yeah.
March 28th?
No. 26.
No, that's next week.
No, it's 2 days from now. Today's the 26th.
I'm sorry, I thought it said Tuesday. It says Thursday. My bad. Well, you're confused too, so I don't feel that bad at all now.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you like me to read this for you, or do you want to?
Okay. Well, I got two things going on because, like, tonight the Brooks guy's coming to do a clinic for our current training program people. So I was thinking, oh, wait, it is. Okay. So this Thursday, we were having a training, an info night for our beginner 5K training program that kicks off in early April. So come at 6:15 on Thursday, March 28th, and we'll go over some of the info on the program. And this is a true, like what they used to say, couch to 5K 8-week program to get you ready for the big run that we're hosting in June.
Now, is that true? I mean, can people literally go from 8 weeks, I mean, universally? Or are there some people that, you know, you have options of just get off the couch, maybe learn how to walk and learn how to walk, run, and just get healthier?
I think if you have some desire and have been walking a little bit or have some kind of motivation, then it should be okay. It starts with a lot of walking and then a little bit of jogging, and then you flip it over at the end.
But I'm saying someone could participate in this without even having to think about running this marathon. I mean, just to get healthier.
Yeah, 5K.
I thought you said a marathon. All right.
If you're motivated and want and have been moving a little bit and want to get out there and get ready to finish your first 5K.
Okay.
So it's breaking down. It is starting with a lot of walking, a little bit of running, and then we flip it at the end. And then it gets you ready for the big run that we're hosting June 6th. And that's a free program. So you can do this whole thing and not cost you anything.
All right. And then
maybe a pair of shoes.
The dates and all that stuff are available on your website and your social media, right?
Yeah. The training program will go on Thursday evenings at 5:30 and Saturday at 8 a.m. And yes, we have an event for this. And then on our website, that under the training tabs, it has the info for the program and to sign up.
All right. And then there's going to be a big party coming up for your 10th anniversary.
Yeah, it's in early May, but we got the venue booked, and we're celebrating 10 years this year, and we're going to have a luau.
Have you ever been to a luau?
Not a true one, I don't think.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yes.
What do you do?
A couple of times. Well, they bury the pig in the ground.
Okay. Well, I did go to one of those then. Is that all that's required? You just got to bury a pig?
No, you got to eat fire. And I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff that happens.
Wear a lay?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And yes.
And then Hawaiian shirt?
And then you got to like try to kick down some poi, which is just god awful.
So we might not be a true luau then.
No. It's going to be okay. It'll be okay.
Closer to like an Aloha tribute.
Yeah. But we're going to do that like Wednesday evening, like May 8th, and we're going to do it at Door 4. So
that sounds like fun.
So we don't have all the info out yet, but I wanted to let your listeners
know. I like the luau theme, though. I haven't been to one of those here locally.
Yeah, Heather was all excited, and Brandy were all excited about doing something.
Boy, yeah. There's a taro plant in Hawaii that they do a lot with. Like, you can eat taro chips, and there's a mashed part of the taro plant that they make this poi stuff out of, which is kind of like a thick paste.
And what do you do with it?
You eat it.
Oh.
It's a major dietary staple.
Okay.
In the Pacific Islands.
Well, we're going to have a tribute to a luau.
No. You can sell me on, we're doing a luau without poi. Oh, I'm there every day.
Yeah, we're doing that. So that's coming up. And then there are some events in April going on. The Lincoln Presidential Half Marathon, April 6th. The Allerton Park, you like going over there.
That's great.
They have a weekend. They have a night Trail Glow 5K, and then they have a 10K and half marathon. There's a regular 5K going on there, so check that out. And then our current program going on is getting ready for the Christie Clinic half marathon over April 26th over in Champaign.
All right, we only got 30 seconds or so here. Lots of great stuff. Lululemon, Rabbit, big inventory, a lot of stock in right now.
A lot of great shoes. Some amazing stuff out there right now. And then, yeah, we got a lot of our spring clothing in, a good selection of Lululemon. And then, yeah, new apparel from Rabbit that's really, really cool. Brand that not a lot of people know, but really, really like it. So, yeah, come check it out. 10 to 6 through the week and 9 to 4 on Saturday. We're open early on Saturday. So
there you go. You buried the lead. You can get in there early, avoid the line. Yeah. FleetFeetDecaturIL.com. Kyle, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a great week. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.